as the court continues to show us into the room behind the curtain of Alec Murdoch's finances this week, I thought maybe we could go a little bit deeper, not just the stuff that's coming out in court, but let's go through the door behind the curtain and let's find out where maybe some of that money was actually going to. Some of that, you know, South Carolina low country. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your money. So let's go back in time a little bit, shall we? Let's see where some of that money went to. And in no way am I saying that all of these contributions that we're about to talk about had anything to do with the crimes of Alec Murdoch, especially when we talk about more of a national level contribution. But as you start to dig a little bit deeper into the local areas of things, well, I'll let you be the judge of that. Let's start out with the presidential campaign in 2020. That's where Alec decided $2,800 would be good. Gave it to Biden in April of 2020, a few months before Biden won the Democratic nomination, after the South Carolina's primary victory put him on the road to victory. And when asked, the White House campaign would be returning the funds, they did not respond. Daily Mail dug into that and asked about it. Murdoch was also a generous supporter to candidates on both sides of the political system. So before you get all up and all, he's supporting the Democrats or whatever your opinion is on either side. It's no, he's given anywhere and everywhere that he thinks it's going to benefit Alec Murdoch. He consistently donated at least $1,700 to Republican Governor Henry McMaster of the state over the course of his career, including his time as state attorney general and governor. An inquiry for comment was not answered by McMaster's office because, well, who wants to say you got money from Alec Murdoch? Murdoch additionally contributed to the congressional campaign for former Democratic Rep. Joe Cunningham. In order to run for governor, Cunningham departed from Congress a couple years ago. The congressional campaign that Murdoch donated to no longer exists. Cunningham's spokeswoman pointed out, claiming it would be impossible to recover a donation that had been made in the past. And that's true. It's how things work. You can't give money back that's been donated, especially if it's already been spent and the campaign doesn't exist anymore. Tyler Jones, a consultant to Cunningham's campaign, told Daily Mail that there was no intention to donate funds from a gubernatorial campaign for a contribution that the campaign had never received. The congressional campaign has been suspended. Little confusing in the wording there. Did they get it? Did they not? I don't know. Similar justification was offered by the office of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham regarding contributions that Murdoch made to Graham during his 2018 and 2006 campaign, citing the fact that many candidates close to their committees following an election, and that as a result, the committee is no longer in existence and cannot return any contributions or refund anything, even if, you know, the worst person in the world gave it to you. I know that Alec is quite up there, but he's not a good guy. Even if he is innocent of the murders, still not a good guy. It's challenging to pinpoint the precise scope of Murdoch's political donation network, though. He made donations both under his legal first name, Richard, and his middle name, Alec, which is what he goes by frequently. He frequently gave the maximum allowed by law to the candidates that he backed. Additionally, contributions are made in his wife Maggie's name as well. One approach to circumvent campaign finance restrictions is to have both partners of a couple donate to a politician. Marvin, Murdoch's younger brother, and his deceased father, Randolph Murdoch III, were also significant political donors. Additionally, the family law practice contributed to political campaigns. Not surprising at all. The Murdoch family has a lengthy history of involvement in politics and government. A 5-county region around Hampton was known simply as Murdoch Country. Yes, this is where we're talking about the dynasty and all of that. We're going to take a little deeper dive here to help you maybe understand what that power and influence was and how one gets power and influence with money. For about 90 years, it was Murdoch Country. Three generations because of Murdaugh held the position of lead prosecutor. One of the leading litigation firms in the state is the Murdaugh Family Law Company. Well, it was. It's no longer around. A review of federal databases and South Carolina archives for donation reveal a plethora of contributions from the Murdaughs to federal, state, local candidates, including President Biden, congressmen, South Carolina state leaders, city council elections, and mayors. So, you know, you got somebody that's giving you a lot of money. You need that money to be reelected, and he needs a couple favors here and there. You can look the other way, this way and that way. Well, that's kind of how things work in South Carolina's low country. Murdaugh also donated to South Carolina's Republican and Democratic state parties. Even in 2015, he contributed to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Of course, more and more concerns being raised in court regarding, you know, the death of Maggie and his son, as well as the death of a family friend and housekeeper. The Murdaugh's attempt to cover up his own murder and, of course, all of the other things around him, like the boat accident, the financial crimes. We learned earlier that the very day his firm kind of audited a couple things and said, where'd all this money go? It appears Alec has it. Well, is he just holding it? Is there a check on the way? They called him out on it. And oh, suspiciously, that night, his wife and son are murdered on his property. Coincidence? Then, of course, there's the allegation of the $3.4 million stole, the insurance money intended for the sons of his maid. I hate just saying maid, because this is a woman who literally raised his kids. Gloria Statterfield, she's the one who fell down the stairs and perished in a mystery slip and fall in 2018. What he said to them, the family, was, oh, this is horrible. You know what? I don't know. I don't think I can do a good Alec Murdaugh impersonation, so, you know, it is what it is. I want you to, you know, you come over here and sue me, and then, you know, we'll settle that, and my insurance company give us a big payout, and I'm going to write that check right out to you, okay? Okay. Yeah, well, they did, and he got the $3.4 million, and he never gave it to the family. Since then, Murdaugh has acknowledged stealing millions from the housekeeper's kids and his law company, blaming his stupid criminal actions on a decades-long opiate addiction. It's a lot of opiates. You're doing $3.4 million worth of opiates yourself. You'd probably be dead. Well, that would have been a shame, wouldn't it? Just let, of all the people who die of opiate addiction, this, he lived. Yeah. Oh, and the maid, housekeeper, Danny, lover of his children, who helped raise them when she died, it was listed as a stroke and heart attack and natural on the death certificate. According to the coroner, no autopsy was conducted. You see how you can do that when you have that power in that area? We don't need no autopsy. We're just going to write a check and, yeah. Mm-hmm. After that, her sons filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Murdaugh. They got that $4.3 million settlement and never really got it. Alex is accused of bringing a friend in who is a lawyer and a banker to steal that money. Yeah, so he kind of put a little buffer there. This guy did it for him, and he got the money. In order to do this, he persuaded the Statterfield son to allow Corey Fleming, Murdaugh's former college roommate, to represent them in court. Fleming then pursued the settlements and earned those millions of dollars. So there you go. There's a little look at how money talks for roughly 90 years in South Carolina's Murdaugh country, and how it's now all going up in flames. Keep it here for more continuing coverage on the Murdaugh trial, the court case itself. Audio from the court, we got it for you right here. If you want to follow a specific case that we are covering for you, you can find links to all those in the description of the episode right here. You want to get a commercial-free experience of all of our podcasts? You can do so on Apple Podcasts. Go there and subscribe now. You can try it for 3 days free. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter @TonyBPod. For all of us here, thanks for listening.